was a huge fire, and the damage will not be fixed in an instant. Engineers have worked all night and are working right now to determine our path forward. But I have made it clear with our local, state, and federal partners that any unnecessary bureaucracy or delays are not happening here. Losing this stretch of the 10 freeway will take time and money from people's lives and businesses. It's disrupting in every way.
LA Mayor Karen Bass speaking at a news conference this morning about the indefinite closure of a portion of the 10 freeway in downtown Los Angeles, the stretch between Alameda Street and the East LA Interchange. It was damaged after a fire broke out underneath over the weekend. Roughly 300,000 drivers pass through this part of the 10 every weekday. Press Play's technical director Mario Saavedra is one of them. He drove to our Santa Monica studios from East LA this morning.
When I hit the road, I noticed a substantial number of cars on the road than usual. I didn't even take the freeway, as a matter of fact. I ended up on Whittier Boulevard. I figured I'd cut through Boyle Heights, and it was bumper to bumper from that point. It was pretty overwhelming, but kudos to all LA drivers out there. Everybody was on their best behavior.
And many people may have heeded the call by officials to work from home today. Right now, there is no timeline for that stretch of highway to reopen. Joining me now is Daniel Miller. He's been covering this for the Los Angeles Times. Hello.
Hey, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, well, let's go back to Saturday and tell us about how this fire began and why it ended up being so damaging.
Sure. So we know that the Los Angeles Fire Department responded to a call at around 12:20 a.m. to a significant fire underway. This was happening beneath the 10 freeway. And when firefighters arrived, it quickly became clear that this was a serious blaze. Ultimately, in fact, one of the fire trucks was destroyed during the firefighting process. And while they were able to get this under control, and put the fire out, even by Saturday midday, it was just already clear how serious of an event this was and that there would be, long-lasting pain for Angelenos who used that freeway.
And this was a pallet yard, right? So a bunch of wooden pallets caught on fire. We don't know yet how that happened, but why is there all this storage happening underneath this stretch of freeway?
Yeah, look, I think that any Angeleno who's ever been stuck in traffic has, gazed at some of these storage facilities and wonder, who owns them, how they operate, what do they house? And I think these are all questions that we're going to be, trying to get some answers to in the weeks ahead. It was indeed wooden pallets that were ignited, and the fire spread from one storage yard to a second one. In his press conference over the weekend, Governor Newsom said that there is ongoing litigation regarding the lessee of this space, because this is Caltrans-owned property that Caltrans leases out. And we don't know the name of the company yet that is involved in this lawsuit, but you can be sure it's something we'll be working on.
And he didn't specify what that meant, ongoing litigation?
He did not specify what that meant. And he also said that they believe that the tenant has subleased the space, presumably to yet another entity, obviously complicating matters to get to the bottom of it.
Right. And he did declare a state of emergency. What does that do?
So the state of emergency is going to allow agencies to work together and streamline the process of ascertaining, what needs to be done to get this freeway reopened. I understand that today it was announced that we don't yet know whether the section of the freeway can be salvaged and repaired or whether it needs to be fully demolished. Obviously, that's one of the big questions in the days ahead.
This freeway, or this part of the 10, was built in 1957. So it's an aging princess. And so I'm wondering if this freeway is particularly vulnerable to things like fires or earthquakes or what have you.
Well, I couldn't speak to this portion of the 10 specific vulnerability, but I will say that, we are obviously in a region where freeways have collapsed. It's many Angelenos who lived through the Northridge earthquake remembered the buckling freeways in the aftermath of that quake. And, the region has dealt with this before. It's sort of a part of life here.
Right. So, So the Northridge earthquake shut down freeways for, I guess, months. It took about 3 months for the first reopening to happen. Is that what we're possibly looking at here, months before this stretch is reopened?
So I will say I found it telling that in the press conference over the weekend, officials invoked the Northridge earthquake and, you know, the damage that it visited on our freeway system. It seemed to me that they were sort of planting the seed that this could be a months-long process. As we know, there were many freeways that were severely damaged during the 94 quake. And this, of course, is just a section of one freeway. But to me, it suggested that, you know, Angelenos should prepare for the worst.
Ike. So it's not just people who use this freeway, because there's spillover effects, as we heard from Mario earlier, that people are using side streets, they're using other freeways. So it's going to affect not just people traveling on the 10 in this part of Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I feel for Mario.
And I
just will tell you, I am looking at a Google traffic map right now, and I see a lot of red around around downtown Los Angeles, a lot of red in Boyle Heights, a lot of red in the Arts District, and not just on the freeways, but also on surface streets as people are trying to navigate around this, you know, pretty extraordinary closure.
Yeah. All right. So the mayor tried to get people to work from home. It sounded like early COVID days. Do you think that this will last, or was this just the first flush of Monday where people may have stayed home and they're going to sneak back on to the freeways?
Well, I'd like to think that employers are, you know, going to be in lockstep with the officials' recommendations and allow people to work from home. Certainly, that'll alleviate some of the strain on our freeway system and surface streets. You know, it seems to me in the next couple of days, we should have a better sense of the time frame. The cleanup of the hazardous materials on the site is complete. And engineers are, you know, working round the clock to ascertain what they can do with the existing freeway. And, you know, hopefully in the days ahead, there's some clarity in terms of how long people can expect to have this problem.
Okay. Fingers crossed for Mario and everyone else out there.
Yeah, I feel like load up a few of your favorite podcasts, you know, get
like
a drive-through Starbucks.
Example.
Like this one. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Daniel Miller, reporter for The Los Angeles Times. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.